Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, December 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Network news breaks. Solugenic SNGX reports extended phase 2A results for SGX-302 gel in mild to moderate psoriasis. Solugenics Inc. has reported extended results from its phase 2A trial evaluating SGX-302 gel for mild to moderate psoriasis. The gel was well tolerated with no adverse events and showed improvements in clinical measures. Results support continued development of SGX-302 as a potential therapeutic option for psoriasis. Solugenics is a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing treatments for rare diseases with unmet medical needs. The company's specialized biotherapeutics business segment is working on potential commercialization of Hybrite TM for the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Solugenics' public health solutions business segment includes development programs for Rivax, our vaccine programs targeting filoviruses, and Civax TM for COVID-19 prevention.
Mission IR news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals NASDAQ, CNSP, appoints Rami Levin as President and Chief Executive Officer. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., CNSP, announced the appointment of Rami Levin as President and Chief Executive Officer, effective January 1, 2026. Levin brings nearly three decades of global leadership experience in oncology, neurology, and rare diseases. His track record includes advancing late-stage clinical programs and leading strategic turnarounds, positioning CNS to advance its pipeline. The company's drug candidate TPI-287, an abeotaxane, has shown promise in treating CNS tumors and other conditions. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Mission IR is a specialized communications platform focused on enhancing the visibility of private and public companies within the investment community. For more information, visit missionir.com. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NYS American CAPE, receives Clinical Trials Arena Research and Development Award for Advanced Prostate Cancer. Kairos and Lithing has been honored with the Research and Development Award for Advanced Prostate Cancer at the 2025 Clinical Trials Arena Excellence Awards. The award recognizes the company's progress with ENV-105, a monoclonal antibody targeting CD105 to combat treatment resistance in metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. Positive interim results from a phase 2 trial evaluating ENV-105 with apalutamide have shown promise. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, California, focuses on oncology therapeutics, using structural biology to overcome drug resistance in cancer. ENV-105 is currently in phase 2 trials for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trials for lung cancer, addressing critical medical needs. GeoVax announces completion of GeoMVA fill finish, supporting phase 3 immunobridging clinical trial startup in early 2026. GeoVax Labs Inc. announced the completion of GeoMVA fill finish for its next-generation Mpox smallpox vaccine, positioning the company for phase 3 immunobridging trial startup in early 2026. This milestone marks the final step before clinical study supply channels. The European Medicines Agency confirmed that a single phase 3 study is sufficient for GeoMVA's evaluation. This development addresses the urgent U.S. need for a domestic MVA in capacity amidst increasing pox activity globally. GeoMVA aims to diversify sources and strengthen biodefense infrastructure. David Dodd, chairman and CEO of GeoVax, emphasized the importance of reducing dependence on foreign manufacturers for biodefense vaccines. GeoMVA is designed to enhance global vaccine availability and support pandemic preparedness. NeuroOne reports strong fourth quarter fiscal 2025 financial results, with product revenue growth of 907% to $2.7 million and 55.8% gross margin, and total revenue growth of 163% to $9.1 million for fiscal year 2025. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation reported strong financial results for the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2025. Product revenue grew by 907% to $2.7 million in Q4 2025 and 163% to $9.1 million for the full fiscal year. Gross margin improved to 55.8% in Q4 and 56.5% for the year. The company received FDA clearance for the OneRF trigeminal nerve ablation system and successfully treated two facial pain patients. NeuroOne's balance sheet is strong, with $6.6 million in cash and no debt. Management is optimistic about the company's technology platform and expects continued growth and profitability. Neil Kelly releases 2026 Home Design Trends Forecast. Neil Kelly has released its 2026 Home Design Trends Forecast, highlighting the return to natural materials like stone and wood in home design. Wallpaper is becoming a key architectural detail, while warm color hues and jewel tones are trending. Handcrafted custom pieces and mixed metallic finishes are on the rise. Vintage meets modern design styles are gaining popularity, along with mood-boosting design elements. Curves and sculptural shapes are replacing straight lines, and designing for health and wellness is becoming a priority for homeowners. Neil Kelly, a certified benefit company, offers award-winning design build remodeling services in the Northwest. CleanGo Innovations Inc., subsidiary Kubera Black Technology to acquire European pharmaceutical leader Freya Pharmaceutici SRL, targeting the global health market. CleanGo Innovations Inc., subsidiary Kubera Black Technology has entered into a non-binding letter of intent to acquire Freya Pharmaceutici SRL, a European pharmaceutical leader. Freya specializes in plant-based therapeutics, including medical devices, nutritional supplements, and food for special medical purposes. With a focus on ethical and sustainable practices, Freya's products have no known side effects. The company's revenue exceeded 3.1 million euros in 2024, and it is on track to surpass that in 2025. The acquisition will allow CleanGo to expand its market presence globally, integrating Freya's innovative solutions in nutraceuticals and aesthetic medicine sectors. The completion of the transaction is subject to due diligence and regulatory approvals.
New CCHR documentary, Prescription for Violence, Prescription for Violence, Psychiatry's Deadly Side Effects, premieres, exposes link between psychiatric drugs and acts of mass violence. The new CCHR documentary, Prescription for Violence, Psychiatry's Deadly Side Effects, premieres, exposing the link between psychiatric drugs and acts of mass violence. Produced by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, the film investigates how mind-altering psychotropic medications have been linked to suicidal and homicidal behavior. The documentary presents interviews with experts, victims, and families, highlighting the risks associated with psychiatric drugs. CCHR calls for transparency, accountability, and non-harmful alternatives, stressing the importance of informed consent. Following the premiere, CCHR Florida is distributing educational materials and resources for families seeking alternatives to psychiatric drugging. To view Prescription for Violence, there are in-person screenings, special showings for decision makers, and online options available. For more information on upcoming screenings or to request a showing, contact CCHR Florida at 800-782-2878. Valicia Evans encourages everyday creativity to improve well-being. Valicia Evans, acclaimed designer and event professional, emphasizes the importance of everyday creativity for mental well-being and productivity. Creativity is a life skill that anyone can use to improve their day-to-day life. Research shows that engaging in small creative tasks can boost positive emotions. Evans encourages practicing creativity in simple ways, like rearranging a space or trying a new recipe. With rising stress levels, she believes now is the time to prioritize creativity as a tool for wellness. She suggests small actions like rearranging a space monthly, trying new recipes weekly, or taking a daily walk without headphones. Embracing everyday creativity can lead to significant improvements in overall well-being. John Paul DeGioia joins Phytotech as advisor and investor to champion a healthier, more sustainable future for food. John Paul DeGioia, legendary entrepreneur and co-founder of Patron Spirits and John Paul Mitchell Systems, has joined Phytotech as an advisor and investor. Phytotech is pioneering plant-based cell culture technology that produces clean, functional ingredients with a lower glycemic index than traditional sugars. This technology uses less water and land, reducing carbon impact and offering a healthier option for beverages and foods. DeGioia believes in giving back to people and the planet, and sees Phytotech as a revolutionary example of technology and nature working together for good. As a member of Phytotech's advisory board, DeGioia will lend his visionary leadership to help accelerate the company's global growth and impact, marking a meaningful chapter in his mission to leave the world better than he found it.
Applications of AI in antimicrobial resistance prevention and control. Scientists are turning to artificial intelligence, AI, for innovative solutions in combating antimicrobial resistance, AMR, a growing public health crisis. AI is being used to detect, predict, and manage AMR by analyzing vast amounts of data. AI algorithms like XGBoost forecast future outbreaks by analyzing resistance records and antibiotic consumption. Models trained on bacterial samples can identify resistant bacteria within hours, improving clinical decision-making and drug discovery. Dr. Li Zhang emphasizes the importance of enhancing data quality and algorithmic transparency for AI to bridge the gap between innovation and implementation. The convergence of AI and infectious disease science is transforming global health defense, enabling faster, more targeted therapies and early containment of resistant pathogens. AI is poised to become a cornerstone of precision infection control and sustainable healthcare.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.